you start feeling like everything is stale and everything is not good in your life just because someone has an accomplishment. Nisano, good to see you over there. You look good. Why is that? Just because he's a better ball player than me, just because he can get a three-pointer. So why I'm a good point guard. I'm good at what I'm doing. Why is he ruining my day? Why can't I stand things just because he has an accomplishment? It's illogical. So that's another me that doesn't make any sense. Why should it ruin my day because someone else has something good? You know, someone makes a seum, and all of a sudden, you're thinking to yourself, I didn't make a seum. Why does it have to be like that? Why can't I enjoy his accomplishment and try to do something on my own as well? So that means it's also not logical. And Taiva is also a Mida that's logical. Why? Taiva always does us in. There are a lot of people who are overweight in the world, right? There are a lot of overweight people who they know it's not good for their health, and they end up getting stuck in that area. There are also other areas of Taiva that do us in. We all want to have one marriage with one Eishes Chayil, and Taiva makes us look around at things that are not ours and makes us unhappy. That also doesn't make any sense. A person should just stick to what he has. So all of these midas are not logical, which means when somebody is functioning with midos rose, with bad midos, essentially they're not living a logical life. They're living in a world that doesn't have seichel. And the goal for every Oved Hashem is to be a logical person. Logical. So like, okay, I don't have to feel like I'm the king of the world. I can be, I am great because Hashem gave me gifts and I'm indebted to Hashem and I'm indebted to people and I'm good, he's good, I'm not a Balgaiva. Anger. Will this anger really help me? If I get angry at my kids right now, are they really going to get chinuch, proper chinuch? Are they really going to grow from this anger? Is my wife going to grow from my shouting? Are my parents going to grow from such an experience? And you say to yourself, it is not logical. It's not worth it to do that.
Because this is really someone else.
Somebody's phone is on, I think. I'm not sure who's someone's on unmute. So there, now it's better. Okay, so we are focusing on how all these midas are not logical. Hein kol ela midas rose asher rasam mikaras before semes ein tzarich la'rayos kinei rose hinu ba'atam rose b'tol l'sein kulam chutz mishuras haseichel v'achachma. This is an amazing point that the Mesillas Yesharim says. Every one of these bad midos can get you to do the worst avera in the book. Now here we've really found an interplay between midos and mitzvos. We had started a couple days ago saying that you need to have shlemus in mitzvos and also midos. Then we started to say that no, really all of our mitzvos are affected by our midos. Every mitzvah that we do is affected by how much taiva we have, how much generosity we have, how much humility we have. All of the mitzvahs are affected by those. And now the Mesillas Yesharim takes it to the next level, and he says that a person could be over on the most chamor averis possible with bad midos. Somehow, if someone has an anger problem, and you know where to poke, and you keep poking and poking and poking and poking, you can get him to be over on Avodah Zarah. Or you can get him to be over on Eishes Ish. His wife gets him so angry and poking and poking and poking and poking until just to spite her, he's over on Gilui Raos. Can you imagine? That's what bad midah can do to someone. Or obviously Ritzicha. A person could get on your nerves to the extent that you would never have imagined that you would ever do something like this. But we've seen in world history, lo aleinu, that people have been assassinated, Rahman al-Itzlan, all because of midos ra'os. Jealousy can cause someone to kill, right? If a person's so jealous, he would say, wow, all of my jealousy would go away if this guy was not on planet Earth. And the Mesil Sisharm is saying, essentially, that if a person isn't misakin his midos, so then he could end up becoming a murderer, an adulterer, an Ovid and Avodah Zarah, which is absolutely frightening. That means that if someone only works on following the mitzvos and not becoming a better person, they're capable of jumping ship entirely because their midos are so bad. Amazing, no? Amazing. Okay. So let's now start with gaiva. Now, I'm breaking a rule, but we're living wild and crazy over here. Usually I don't study gaiva with Bachrim. And the reason is we have a Kabbalah from our Rabbeim that we don't work on gaiva as Bachrim. And I'll explain to you why. It starts from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Really, the idea of gaiva is, you know, people who are competitive, who are trying to one-up the next guy, certain types of competition are very healthy for Bachrim. You need competition in the world. And if a Bachur would start working too much on humility, the Beis Medrash would become a very boring place, and people wouldn't learn the way they're supposed to. So Bachrim in general are not supposed to focus on gaiva because it can get in the way of real growth. In the beginning of Avodas Hashem, we need you to learn, and learn some more. If a person's too worried about being too competitive with his chavrusa because he's working on gaiva, it might get in the way of the Rashba and the Ritva, and that's not what we want in the beginning. However, it is important to know that even a bacher can't be a jerk and can't be fully, like what we call really arrogant, just an arrogant person. I find that most Bachrim who seem arrogant, who seem like they think they're all that, they really have an inferiority complex. They really don't feel good about themselves, and they're hiding behind a whole act that they make of themselves, that they sort of like present that they're all that, and then you could break them like a twig. Usually the most fragile boys are the ones who are making themselves into a whole big to-do, but it's not real gaiva. So we have to diagnose what's gaiva and what's an inferiority complex. A baal gaiva, a real baal gaiva, really thinks he's Hashem's gift to the world. He really, when he walks in the room, really thinks everyone's staring at me. Everyone cares that I'm here. This off Shabbos would have been a bust if they didn't have me. Anything that's meaningful, I have to be involved in, right? So that's a real baal gaiva. I haven't met too many of those people. Most of the people that I meet have very low self-confidence, and they're sort of hiding behind some sort of like tough guy mentality, but they really, at the end of the day, are not really baal gaivas. But let's study the real baal gaiva for a second. We're going to spend some time on him in the Mesil Sisharim. The Mesil Sisharim says, Ala gaiva mikra male maziv omer, v'ram levavecha, you become arrogant. V'shachachtes Hashem alakach, and you forget Hashem. Right? There's a pasuk about arrogance that you forget Hashem. Why is arrogance cause you to forget Hashem? Very simple, right? And I think today we're feeling this a lot. Why do people forget about Hashem in general? Because I got it covered. People think I have things under control. I can do it. I can make decisions in my life. I have things covered. I think the whole world right now, there can't be too many Bali Gaiva right now who really believe that they have anything in control. I mean, the whole world is in an upheaval right now, right? Imagine the guy who thinks that he's got it covered, he's going to have 5 superstar singers at his chasna, Ohad, Shweki, Yishai Rebo, who else? Avram Fried and Simcha Leiner. And all of a sudden, he's getting married in a telephone booth, right? 2 meters away from his kala, right? not exactly the chasana that he thought he was going to have. But when people get haughty, v'ram levavecha, then it automatically causes shichacha of Hashem, forgetting Hashem. Because they're not in their place. They think, what is Hashem? There's no room for Hashem in their life. They've got everything covered. As the pasuk says, kochi va'osim yadi asali yitzchayel hazeh. And on kas, on anger, Chazal say, now we're just doing a little bit of a survey, then we'll come back to Gaiva. Look how bad anger is. So here he's showing how bad gaiva is. Gaiva is not a mitzvah in the Torah. There's no official law to not be a bal gaiva. Nevertheless, you're called a forgetter of Hashem if you're a bal gaiva, which is terrible. And anger is not an isser in the Torah either. But the Torah says you should view such a person as an idolater, as an oved avodah zarah. So these are very steep, very heavy accusations of someone who just doesn't have midos. What's the Mesillas Yesharim doing over here? He's creating an emergency for working on midos. The midos are serious. They're not, it's not like in Shiduchim, you go, ooh, he knows how to learn. And does he have good midos? Like a side question. Midos are who the person is. Midos are the person. And now he comes to jealousy. Al kinava taiva shaminu and taiva. Jealousy, taiva, and search for honor pull people out of their world. They get so absorbed in these things. They do ridiculous things, make ridiculous decisions just because of taiva, right? Imagine someone is going into shiduchim just with taiva. He's going to find some sort of Barbie doll with no head, no heart, an airhead. She doesn't even know who Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is. And now he's stuck with this girl, all because of his taiva. Now he has no life anymore, right? So we have Daniel and Nisal. I see you guys. You look like Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so midos are very, very serious. Amnam ha'ion amitztarech bam huli molet mem mikol anfeim ki kulam ke'achad suria gafenachria. All bad midos, we have to shoot to kill. We have to mamish get rid of them. And the first way to get rid of them is to realize how bad it is to have bad midos. Again, anger is bad, arrogance is bad, jealousy is bad, and taiva is bad. The key is to try to break all the destructive midas that we have. And how do you work on this? So a lot of times people ask me, okay, so now what? The answer is we just sat for a half hour almost and we discussed how destructive these midos are. That's already part of working on it. The first thing you have to do is know that if you are a hothead, then you have destructive behavior. That kills the chill. Next time you want to get angry, after we just sat for the past 20 minutes to half hour discussing how bad anger is, all of a sudden there's going to be a little siren in your head going, you're acting like a child. You're really acting destructive. We spoke about this in the Midos workshop. It's not a good idea. And then when you have someone, one of your friends, either gets a shidduch that you thought that would be good for you, or he makes a siyum and you feel like he got too much kavod, or the Rebbe complimented him or whatever, or he's got a better three-pointer than you, and you see that your whole day is ruined, now you'll say, we talked about this in the Midos workshop. Look at your own successes. Look at the things that you're able to do. Why should you let someone's three-pointer ruin your day? Why should you let someone else's bank account ruin your life? Don't you see that it's taking you out of your world? All of these things, when a person's on a diet, right, and it's really important for him to take himself down a few pounds, and there are cookies out, and he's looking at those cookies, and he wants to pound them, and he says, listen, Stark, we spoke about this in the Midos Vod. It's true you are a Baal Taiva, but don't you think you can control yourself and lose a few pounds? Haven't you heard of the fact that this is dangerous for the heart and it's dangerous for the body? Why can't you control yourself? That's how we work on this, by calling these things out. So this is what we're going to be continually working on over here. Just at one point before we got, somebody's on unmute. So if someone could just, someone's clanking around the kitchen. Okay. But if it just one more idea about kavod, because he says kinetayvan kavod or motzian adam in olam. We see this by Haman a Rasha. Haman was really bad, but you know, Haman, he had everybody bowing down to him, and one Jew, which he would probably call a Jew boy or Rachman Latzan a kike, all the negative terms that they used to call the Jews. One Jew didn't bow to him, and it ruined his whole day. It ruined his whole life. He was ready to who knows what, go back to his wife crying, and you know he's got to annihilate the Jewish people. I would tell him, Haman, calm down. Why do you say kol zeh einenu shavali? It's not worth anything for me when I see Mordechai, because someone who runs after honor, he needs everybody to acknowledge him, and he can't function if even one person doesn't think he's great, doesn't think he's talented. I would say, Haman, listen, let's look glass half empty, glass half full. I would say in your case, it's three quarters full. Everybody in the entire Shushan is bowing down to you. Why don't you just cut your losses, and why should you ruin your, why should it ruin your day if just one Jew is not bowing down? Look, even all the other Jews are bowing down, and they all have gray beards. They all look very, very chashuv. But you see what one bad midah can do to everyone. And this was what I wanted to communicate today. And everyone should have a wonderful rest of the day. We should hear Basura's Tovas.